Hello again. I'm Cameron Day. This recording is coming from ascensionhelp.com. We're on the stage of energy refund, clearing your energy field of external harmful and unloving projections. Before we begin this process, you need to engage the cosmic flush. If you haven't already read that article or listened to that MP3, please do that now, and then come back to this one. Okay, let's take a moment, breathe deep, focus on the cosmic flush, ask your God self and the galaxy being to send any harmful, unloving projections that are in your energy field back to the God self of the sender. Now, ask your God self to bring back all of your own harmful, unloving projections that you have sent out so that you can address them in time as your God mind sees fit. Don't worry, it's not going to all hit you like a ton of bricks, but you will be reclaiming power that you've put out in the form of judgments, unloving thoughts of others, resistance to the way other people are, or to the way events in the world are. You're simply reclaiming that energy. As this process unfolds, you may feel sensations in your body, you may feel some pain. Don't resist it. Simply put your awareness on it. Stay focused in the present moment. Don't analyze. Don't go into your ego. Don't start worrying about who's sending you harmful, unloving projections. Simply let it go. Let your God deliver this energy back to the God self of the entity or entities who sent it. If you allow your ego to step in, you'll begin judging the energy and resisting it. Simply stay focused on the present moment and allow your God self to send this energy back to the God self of the sender. You can use a little helpful mantra if you want. One that I like is, what's yours is yours, what's mine is mine. Very simple. It's important to just stay in a neutral state of mind. Do not allow yourself to go into judgment, anger, resentment, victimization, or any unloving emotion, as that will slow down or even stop this entire process. If you're feeling right about now, or at any point, that there is energies stuck, so to speak, in your energy field, ask the galaxy being to deliver a transmutational hologram to free up any stuck energies so that your God self can give that energy back to the God self of the sender. The galaxy being is extremely efficient at hologram delivery, so allow it to do the work so that you don't get bogged down in details. Remember, stay present, present moment, don't analyze. The reason we're asking our God self to return these unloving holograms and projections back to the God of the sender is that if you try to send this energy back to the person from your ego level, you're simply going to perpetuate a battle of ego wills. And that's just going to escalate and escalate, and eventually end up to where you and the other person are psychically attacking each other. Obviously, that's counterproductive to our goals of clearing out our energy field. So when you allow your God self to send the energies back to the God self of the sender, the transaction, so to speak, takes place at a level beyond our ego duality, outside of drama and struggle and all of the other machinations of the ego. The reason you want to bring back your own projections is very simple. Everybody has a vast amount of energy tied up in judging others, condemning events, resisting the way things are in this moment. When you ask your God self to bring this energy back, you're tapping into a metaphorical gold mine of your own energy. Now you will need to clean those judgments up, so to speak. You'll need to take your power back from them. So you're not going to get a gigantic lightning bolt of energy, but again, the cosmic flush is pretty close from a cosmic perspective of a bolt of energy through your being. So you've already got that out of the way. So don't worry about how that's going to process and come back. We're going to get to that. So as you disengage your own unloving projections from others and disentangle yourself from the harmful projections from the external environment around you, you put yourself in a state of inner peace and clarity. And this state is where we want to be in as we clear our energy field of unresolved issues from this life and from other lives as well. But before we go into that process, there's a small matter of minimizing the ego's involvement in all of this self-clearing energy work, and also minimizing its involvement in your life in general. And that's what we're going to address next.